27. Hydra. John turns a machined gold dial built for hands larger than human, and hears a slow hum of power rising. Console lights come on around the cabin, pale blue bars of neon blinking in Auramite frames as start-up and reboot systems begin to cycle. He eases himself out of the red leather driving throne and clambers back down the cabin to the Coronus's hatch. None of the other vehicles have shown a spark of power, but the Custodes vehicle has retained some reserve. No surprise. The Grav Carrier is a breed apart from the other transports, built using technologies both older and more advanced than the mainstay Imperial standard. He looks out into the gloom.
Pesh, he calls. Pesh, this one's working.
There's no answer. The Alpha Legionnaire has left the checking to him and gone to scout ahead to make sure the next portion of the route is still clear enough for vehicles.
Pesh!
He climbs back in. He can feel the vibration of the underdeck generator as it begins to sequence, and hear the whine of the grav system slowly boosting to operational power. He opens some of the built-in storage lockers. Four bolters, too big for anyone except Pesh or Leetu. One is a master-crafted piece of great beauty, with silver and emerald inlay, fitted with double-drum magazines. John can't even lift it. The next two lockers contain racks of solar auxilia lasguns and auto-rifles, high-quality and manufactory-fresh, still in their plastic wraps. The Alpha Legion were anticipating human agent support.
Prepared for every eventuality. No shit.
The next locker holds handguns, both Astartes and human pattern, including two handsome Voltvolvers that look like Mechanicum Archaeotech. There are metal canisters packed in the bottom of the locker. He opens one and smiles at the contents. Pesh is taking too long. They should have rejoined the others and been moving again by now. John climbs out of the Coronus to find the side damper and make sure it's packed aboard. As he jumps onto the ground, the grav carrier's restart cycle reaches operational power, and the exterior lamps come on automatically, drenching the area in front of the vehicle with bright ovals of light. The Alpha Legionnaire is standing there. His return was typically silent, but the lights have surprised him. He stands for a moment, motionless, his armor iridescent, motes of dust drifting around him in the hard glare.
You found one that works, then? He asks.
Yeah, says John.
Power reserves optimal? No drop-off?
Enough to start the generation system, says John. Now it's building its own charge. Should be good to go. Is the way ahead clear?
The way ahead?
Yes. No collapses or cave-ins, then? A transport's gonna make the rest of this trek a lot easier.
No collapses, says the Legionnaire.
John nods.
I left something inside, he said. Just a sec.
He turns to climb back in.
That can wait.
John pauses and glances back at the Astartes.
That can wait what?
He asks. His pulse is racing. He's not sure what to do because he's pretty sure he's about to die, and his ruse to get back in to grab a Voltvolver or something with serious kill power has just been thwarted.
I don't understand what you mean, says the Alpha Legionnaire, and takes a step forward.
John smiles his best forced smile. He's only got himself now. Wits, brains, smarts. The only way he's going to live another minute, another second, is to use what he has. The unexpected. The oblique.
That can wait what?
John repeats, still smiling, maintaining relaxed body language.
All the way here, you've called me by name. Every other sentence, emphasizing the fact you know me. Psychological reinforcement. Pretty standard. But now you've stopped.
The Alpha Legionnaire hesitates for a fraction of a second.
I don't understand what your problem is, he says,
his tone expressing genial bemusement.
Well, you wouldn't, says John with a cheerful shrug.
You're not Pesh.
Of course I am, says the Alpha Legionnaire.
You can't be, says John. He knows my name. And he's standing right behind you.
Fooled, just for a second, the Astartes turns to look behind him. John dives for the hatch. He isn't even slightly inside, when the huge hands grab him from behind.